Welcome to Ernest Angley World Radio's Miracle Crusade Special from Soweto, South Africa. I'm Reverend Chris Mockimer, and I will be your host for this broadcast. Much preparation has been put into this crusade so that God can make himself real to everyone attending these services, as well as to you. The people have seen and heard the ads declaring, "The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk." And they are anxiously waiting to see God move. Listen and be blessed.
Give the Lord a praise, everybody. Be still, be still, and know that He is God. He is here, Father God, Father Son, Father Holy Ghost, the Trinity. He has brought Eden to us tonight. He woke me up in an early morning hour to tell me about the services that I was to go on like I go on into the cathedral. He gave me that, and now the gifts go into operation. I thank the Lord for the gifts, the person over there with the heart. It gives you a lot of trouble. You're breathing no more. It's recreated, saith the Lord. If you watch, God discerns so much through this finger, and there's a line going to the person, unless it's something we don't want people to know about. God tells me things about people that He doesn't want me to reveal it. Okay? Now the person over there that you have a spinal condition, your feet and legs give you a lot of trouble. You're healed, saith the Lord. The person back there, your grandmother's middle name started with a G, didn't it? And you have three different things wrong with you. There's a small growth in your left breast. I don't know whether you knew it or not, but it's malignant. But when you feel for it, it'll be gone, saith the Lord. You have a miracle. How wonderful God is. The person, there's a weakness working in your body, your feet and your legs giving you trouble, but you're healed. Person over there, you're needing energy. The Lord's giving it to you. The person over there, your spirit is troubled about many things. Turn it over to the Lord. And He wants you to win souls for Him. Carry the burden for souls. He said for me to tell the people to turn their troubles over to Him. He'd take care of them. And He wants all of us to carry the burden for lost humanity. For lost humanity. For lost humanity. And the person over there that your right knee gives you trouble. No more. You have a miracle. When you stand up, you'll realize that you have it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is in this place. God is in this place. And now, give them a great big welcome.
Because faith and feelings have nothing in common. Jesus' love and Jesus' faith work hand in hand in every way. Divine love gets rid of fear. Faith will rise, fear disappears. Just wave your hands and praise His name. Get all the fear out of the way.
God will move this very day. A miracle you can claim. Faith and feelings have nothing in common. Oh, faith and feelings have nothing in common. You can bow your head in fear and dread. But faith says no, this sickness must go. Because faith and feelings have nothing in common. Doubt comes from the devil.
Faith will bring you out.
Miracles come from God. Receive yours right now. Right now. Oh,
faith and feelings have nothing in common.
Oh,
faith and feelings have nothing in common.
You can bow your head in fear and dread. But faith says no, this sickness must go. Because
faith and feelings have nothing in common.
Praise the Lord. That song has a lot of truth in it. Absolutely. And now help me welcome to the platform. The singing rays. You'll find me singing before God's throne.
If I could even take any more. But then I see the signs of His soon coming, and I know that soon I will arrive on heaven's shores.
Oh, glory, I'm
gonna sing before God's throne with the angels on that day.
Oh, glory,
I'll be shouting hallelujah, glory, as I praise His holy name. There'll be no more tears, no more valleys. I'm leaving my troubles behind.
And now, the Zion Trio, I'm free, I'm free. Are you free?
Yes.
Say it. Say it, I'm free.
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 Thank God I'm free.
Thank God I'm free. Hallelujah.
I'm free, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I've been set free. I'm living in a brand new world. I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm free, I'm free. And my Jesus lives in me. I am living in a brand new world. I'm free. I was living deep in sin, and I thought that no one cared. When I reached for Jesus, He was there. All I did was say His name, and He heard my cry and came. He reached down with arms of love, and me He claimed.
I'm free, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I've been set free. I'm living in a brand new world. I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm free, I'm free. And my Jesus lives in me. I am living in a brand new world. I'm free.
Jesus in my heart, and I left the world behind. He has filled my heart and soul with love divine. When my Savior came inside, when He touched this heart of mine, He reached down and saved my soul just in time.
I'm free, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I've been set free. I'm living in a brand new world. I'm Jesus lives in me. I am living in a brand new world. I am free.
I went on the receiving in my upper room of prayer. All of a sudden I heard a mighty rushing wind. I just praised His holy name, and the Holy Spirit came. He took my tongue and filled me up when He came in.
I'm free, I'm praise the Lord, I've been set free. I'm living in a brand new world. I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm free, I'm free. And my Jesus lives in me. I am living in a brand new world. I'm free. I'm free, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I've been set free. I'm living in a brand new world. I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm free, I'm free. And my Jesus lives in me. I'm living in a brand new world.
I am free,
I am free. I am living in a brand new world.
I'm free,
I'm free.
Amen, that's a good song. We're free, free, free. And now help me welcome Jim and Trish to the platform to sing a beautiful song, The Love Letter. This will give you a lot of love.
I just found a letter from Jesus. The paper was yellow from years gone by. It was written in love and sent by a dove. Here is that letter, it's written to you. I want you to know that I love you so. Day and night you're on my mind. You mean more to me than the earth and the sea. For drop of blood that was spilled, I shed my blood for you. I gave my life that day to wash your sins away. I bled and died.
I died to make you new.
I want you to know that I love you so. Day and night you're on my mind. You mean more to me than the earth and the sea. Forever you'll be mine. Those thorns were placed on my brow that you might wear a crown. I suffered it that you one day might reign. They nailed my feet and my hands that you could be born again. They pierced me through. I did it all for you. I want you to know
wonderful love song. Now it's the Jesus Trio. I'm going to sing with the angels. Did you know you're going to be able to sing with them? Yes, that'll be a wonderful day. Everybody will have a wonderful voice.
I'm gonna join the angels' band. I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. I will join the angels' band, ring golden bells of heaven's land. I hear us as we sing His love, saving millions for the Lord. Remembering gospel songs we sang, singing praises to His name. In gospel songs all day and night, we help the people to get right. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band.
Anointing's coming from on high, set our souls on holy fire. God sent miracles day and night, angels join, what a heavenly sight.
Oh, how great that time will be, to look upon God's smiling face. Oh, the reality of it all, to sing His praise for amazing grace. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. Sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll
Every mind right on the Lord. That's the song that the Lord gave me through prophecy. And I had the mind to reach over. My little recorder was within reach and recorded. He gave it. He dictated it. God dictated this to me. I didn't know that we'd sing with the angels. I thought we'd listen to them sing. But we're
going
to sing with the angels. And when they sing this song, it's God talk. And now there's 10 people. You had a condition in your stomach. You're now healed. You healed, saith the Lord. And one of you just have one kidney. The other kidney, you lost it. But God recreated that other kidney. You got it back. This person, you were in an accident. You injured your left foot.
Real bad.
Through prayer, it was saved. But now the Lord is making it whole. You won't have that limp anymore. And there's 15 people you're not sleeping good at night. And God wants you to sleep. Give Him a praise.
Now
you can.
Now it's time for the Word of the Living God. Reverend Angley has spent time with the Lord, and God has given His servant a special message for the people. Listen and be blessed.
The Holy Ghost baptism. Holy Ghost is the third person in the Trinity of the Godhead. 16 times it is mentioned by Jesus. John, in the 14th chapter, as a person, verses 15 and 16. And John had the Holy Ghost. Do we need Him? Indeed we do. This is the Holy Ghost dispensation. The one flight out will take place while most of you are still alive. We're limited on time. I preached to you on borrowed time. I hope that message meant much to you. And you learn about borrowed time. Doesn't last long. Father God had His dispensation. Jesus had His dispensation. Now the Holy Ghost is having His dispensation. He is getting the bride of Christ ready to meet the groom in the air. We find a type of the Holy Ghost in Genesis 24 when Abraham sent his servant Eliezer to find a bride for Isaac.
Umfanekiso kamoyingcwele ulapha kuGenesis 24 uma uAbraham ethumela uEliezer ukuba ayothola umakoti amtholele uIsaka.
Abraham is a type of God.
Abraham singamfanekisa manje simeni sikaNkuluNkulu.
Elias is a type of the Holy Ghost.
Isaac
is a type of Jesus. And Rebecca is a type of the bride. You see the Trinity working together in unity to bring the bride. The pure, holy, spotless, free of all sin, bride. To be with Jesus. But notice, it was Eliezer the Holy Ghost, who was sent to find the bride, gave gifts to the bride and equipped her for her journey to meet the groom, Isaac, Jesus.
U-Eliezer ke ethatha indawo kaMoya oNgcwele nguyena olungiselela umakoti umnika izipho uyamhlomisa uyamlungiselela endleleni ukuthi ayohlangabeza umkhwenyana wakhe umkhwenyana owuJesu kulesi sikhathi.
Jesus let us know before he went back to heaven that it was necessary if he didn't go away, the Holy Ghost would not come.
Ushayele uJesu ke ukuthi ufanele ahambe aye ezulwini kuze ayocela ubaba athumele uMoya oNgcwele. Uma uJesu engahambi angeke uMoya oNgcwele azafike.
You find this in John 16 chapter verse 7.
Sithola lokhu kuJohn 16 verse 7.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you. That word expedient means necessary. For you that I go.
Uthi noma kunjalo kunilungele nina ukuba ngihambe.
Away, for if I don't go away, the Comforter, Holy Ghost, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Unilungele ukuba ngihambe ukuze uMoya oNgcwele umduduzi akwazi ukufika kini. Kodwa uma ngingahambi angeke akwazi uma ngihamba ngiyofika bese ngiyamthumela.
And Jesus in his human body could not be with everyone all the time. No, but the Holy Spirit is with us all the time.
UJesu ephila emzimbeni wakhe wenyama emhlabeni bengakwazi ukuba yonke indawo ngasonke isikhathi. Kodwa uMoya oNgcwele uyakwazi ukuba seyindaweni zonke ngesikhathi esisodwa.
In this 14th chapter of John, verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
John 14, verse 17, ithi, naye umoya weqiniso loyo umhlaba ongakwazi ukumamukela, ngoba awumazi futhi awumboni futhi awukwazi ukuthi uhlale naye, kodwa nina niyamazi, ngoba uhlala ngaphakathi kwenu, uzoba nani.
The secret of this Jesus ministry is knowing the Holy Ghost, knowing how he works.
Imfihlakalo ke yokwazi inkonzo kaJesu, kwazi uMoya oNgcwele, ukwazi ukusebenza kwakhe, wazi nawe futhi ukusebenzisana naye njengomduduzi wethu.
He is our comforter.
Ungumduduzi wethu.
And guide.
Futhi ungumkhomba ndlela.
Spirit of truth.
Moya weqiniso.
Intercessor.
Ungumnxuseli.
Who would know Jesus more than any of us, and he will testify of him.
Moya oNgcwele wazi uJesu kusidlula sonke futhi uyakwazi ukuthi amfakazele uJesu.
The tragic thing is that so many people think they have the Holy Ghost. He's never spoken through them. And you don't have the Holy Ghost till he gets your tongue. That's the last thing you give over to the Holy Ghost is your tongue.
Into yokugcina onika uMoya oNgcwele ulimi lakho mase phakathi kwakho ukunika ulwimi okhuluma ngalo kuyiphawu lokugcina lelo. Baningi abantu abaphilayo ke bethu uMoya oNgcwele ukubo ukhuluma ngabo kodwa engekho kuyingozi ke lokho.
And Jesus said, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You've got to receive that power.
UJesu uthi niyakwamukeliswa amandla uma uMoya oNgcwele esefikile phezu kwenu. Lawo mandla kumele siwamukele njengebandla.
The Holy Ghost has been with Jesus forever, so he knows how to testify of him.
UMoya oNgcwele uhlala noJesu wazana naye njalo njalo uyakwazi futhi nokufakaza ngaye.
The Holy Ghost was with Jesus when the creation of this universe took place.
UMoya oNgcwele wayenoJesu uma kudalwa izulu nomhlaba nabantu.
Genesis 1:26.
Genesis 1:26.
And God said, let us make man in our image after our own likeness.
Wathi uNkulunkulu asenze umuntu ngomfanekiso wethu nangomfuziselo wethu.
The Holy Ghost was the one who overshadowed Mary, the earth mother of Jesus, bringing about the miraculous conception and virgin birth.
UMoya oNgcwele wayesibekele uMaria unina kaJesu walapha emhlabeni eletha ke uzalo oluyisimanga lentombi nto.
But do you realize there's many, many preachers that do not believe in speaking in tongues?
That's
the reason there's so many dead churches. Dead people in the pews and a dead man or woman in the pulpit. If suddenly you were brought into a new land where you knew nothing of that language, their customs or territory, you wouldn't want someone to guide you and show you the way. Wouldn't you want the interpreter to interrupt things and give you what was being said? Wouldn't you want someone to comfort you and help you with your infirmities? When you want someone who had knowledge and experience that could caution you on what not to say, the Holy Ghost will be all of these things if you receive Him. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession. That's in the 8th chapter of Romans. And you that have the Holy Ghost, you know you get in such a load you can't even put it into words, and the Holy Ghost takes you over. Romans 8:27. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He makes intercession to the Father according to the will of God. John 14:16. And I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. John 14:26. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance.
Remembrance
whatsoever I have said unto you. Matthew 10:19. But when they deliver you up, take no thought. Listen to this now. Take no thought of what you shall speak, for it shall be given to you in the same hour what you shall speak. You see why Jesus said that it was necessary for all of us to receive the Holy Ghost. He is power for service. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. To the disciples received the Holy Ghost the day of Pentecost. They got that power that Jesus told them about. Power from on high. Now notice this. to true Jesus witnesses full of faith and power.
Amandla akafiki kubafundi baka Jesu kade bengenawo ke amandla baze bathola amandla ngosuku lePentecost base bekwazi ukuthi bakhanye amandla avela ngaphezulu yiwona basizile ukuthi bafakaze begcwele ukukholwa namandla.
The Holy Ghost is for everybody, but he does not intrude. He will not trouble us beyond reason. You have to welcome him and prepare for him.
Melo mamukele ngesihle umoya ingcwele uphoqelekile ukuthi sonke sibe naye kodwa akangeni ngendluzula akangeni ngendlovu wena wena ofana umdedele umvumele angene umlungisele.
Acts 2:39.
Acts ngathi yesenzo 2:39.
For the promises unto you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Isethembiso ngesene ingane zenu nabo bonke abakude nalabo inkosi ezobabiza abakholwa yiyo.
I was talking to a lady one time and I was given an altar call and she said, I belong to such and such a church. I said, the church won't save you. She said, I believe mine will.
Ngathi sonta ngeke likusindise, wathi ngiyakholwa lami lizongisindisa.
She stuck her nose in there and I just let her be.
Hayi ke waseyifaka ke endaweni ebucayi ngathi akube njalo.
Let her be left, huh?
Akashiwe kanjalo.
Acts 5.
Ncwadi yezenzo
32. We are the witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost. And whom God had given to him to all that obey him. You have to obey the Lord. You may be saved and have a measure of the Spirit of the Lord. You can't be saved without the Holy Spirit. That doesn't mean you have to have the Holy Ghost, but you have to have the Spirit of the Lord.
Melube nomoya wenkosi ungaba umuntu osindisiwe ube nesilinganiso somoya kaNkuluNkulu awukwazi ukusindiseka upheleliswe ngaphandle kaMoya Ngcwele.
But you have to really get saved. Unless you have received the Holy Ghost, then he shall evidence of speaking in tongues. You do not have the person of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit without measure. See, you have the Spirit without measure. When you're filled to the brim. And dwelling on the inside and
outside. Ohleli ngaphakathi kwakho ahlale aphile kanye nawe umoya ongana silinganiso.
What happened when the disciples received the Holy Ghost? They spoke in tongues.
Kwenzekani uma abafundi baka Jesu bayamukela umoya ongcwele baqala bakhuluma ngezilimi.
Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Ngathi yezenzo 2:4 ithi bonke bagcwalwa umoya ingcwele base bekhuluma ngezilimi umoya eloko ebanikeza ukuphimsela.
Speaking in tongues is the initial outward evidence of the Holy Ghost, and there are many manifestations of greatness from heaven when you see the Holy Ghost, but the first evidence, that main evidence, is the speaking in other tongues.
Ukhuluma ngezilimi ubona bufakazi bokuqala bokuba khona kaMoya Ngcwele nokusebenza kwakhe phakathi kwenyama yakho noma emzimbeni wakho. Kukhona ukubonakaliswa okuningi kodwa ukukhuluma ngezilimi ubona bufakazi bokuqala.
And they have really made mockery of the Holy Ghost.
Abanye abantu benza ukuhlekisa ngaye kuMoya Ngcwele.
The Pentecostal gatherings, and they say, now we're going to sing in tongues. No, they're not singing in the Holy Ghost tongue. The Holy Ghost doesn't work that way.
Akasebenzi kanjalo kuMoya Ngcwele. Abantu bathi asiphakameni. Sonke sesiyocula ngezilimi. Akasebenzi kanjalo kuMoya Ngcwele.
The Holy Ghost sings a lot through me. Always has, but it's not with a crowd of others joining in with me. That's out of order.
Many teach
that speaking in tongues is only a sign of the Spirit's initial entrance into the world, but this is not true. people continue to speak with tongues when the Holy Ghost came in. It has not changed. It is God's plan.
Ten years.
After Pentecost, the Gentiles received him, and he spoke through them.
Acts, the 10th
chapter, verses
44 through 46.
While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word.
Petro esakhuluma lamazwi umoya ngcwele wehlela bonke abalalela izwi.
And the other circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the Holy Ghost.
Nalabo bokusoka nabo abakholwayo bamangala ukuthi umoya ngcwele usefikile nakwabanye bezizwe.
For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
Friend, as Reverend Angley encourages those in attendance at this crusade to praise the Lord with their whole heart and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can start praising Him too, using that wonderful word glory. If you have not received the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, let Him come in and baptize you today. If you already have received Him, let Him refresh and bless you as you rejoice with them.
And so now, our praise is glory, 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 glory. Don't turn loose of it until you're baptized.
He'll come in.
And don't be afraid when He starts taking over. It's called stammer lips. But you're not baptized till He gets the tongue to speak in a different language or dialect.
Now
stand up, everybody. And start saying glory. Glory, 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 glory. Praise Him, everybody. You that have the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. Help people praise the Lord with that word, glory. And I call the Holy Ghost down. I call the Holy Ghost down.
Coming down, 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 coming down. Saints begin to pray, and the Lord will have His way, and the glory of the Lord is coming down.
The Lord tells us in the Word of God that I will pour out My Spirit upon all flesh, and He is definitely doing that today. My soul is just thrilled with all the people that were saved, healed, and baptized with the Holy Ghost. If you haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost, just keep praising Him, even after this special ends. And don't stop until He baptizes you, just like on the day of Pentecost. Make sure that you hear every one of these services and go to ErnestAngley.org for more crusade updates. While you are there, if you can help us with this mighty outreach, donate today. It will be appreciated and used to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are listening to Ernest Angley World Radio, a voice to the world.